This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Archaeologist Sean Patch loves his job, but sometimes he needs an outlet for the music he hears in his head. He put together an acoustic duo a few years ago and then started adding some musicians, and the duo has finally grown to a full-fledged Americana band called The Radials. They usually bounce around their hometown in Greensboro, but they will be at the Broad Street Cafe in Durham tomorrow at 8. They're promoting their new EP, Five More Miles, and we have some of the Radials joining us here today. Aubrey Schemel is on guitar and vocals, Todd Wirtz on bass guitar and vocals, Sean Patch on the guitar and a shovel, I guess, to do some archaeological work, if you so choose. The Radials, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Frank. It's great to be here.
Sean, we've mentioned at the start of this an acoustic duo. What were you hoping for when you got started? What was your vision or your sound?
Well, we were looking for a stripped-down sound. We had been in a band before that, and we were looking for something a little bit different with a few less personalities and to try to be a little more organic and go from there. And as we got going with it, we realized that we needed a little more, and we wanted a little more. So we added people slowly at first, and then within 6 months, it had grown to a full band. And since that time, we've had some lineup changes. I'm still the consistent piece here. And we're a different band now, much closer to where I expected it to be and where I'd like it to be.
How did that first band come together? Did you join that band?
I did in a sense, yes, I did. And then we ended up parting ways. And as I said, we've got a new lineup now, and we're hitting the road.
This is your second album. How does it differ from your first, do you think?
It's much less produced in the sense that we have fewer instruments on it, and we didn't work quite as hard to polish it. We wanted it to have a bit of an edge, and when I listen to it, I can hear that, and I hope other folks who listen to it can hear that as well. But it still sounds good, and it's very good production. We're really happy with it.
Why don't we hear some of that now? Will you play a song?
Sure. We're going to play a song called Isabella.
Something to aim at. Intensity with the mean drive. I'm gonna stake this man alive. I've camped out just this side of death. Isabella barely doesn't ring. It is a bell when she sings. Was the song which brought me back from hell, Isabella. Closet full of tailored suits for my skeleton to use. I wanted them to look real cool. From the wreck a gift appeared. My fogged up brain began to clear. Went my way just like a star. Isabella barely doesn't ring. It is a bell when she sings. Was her song which brought me back from hell, Isabella. Thank you. doesn't ring. It is a bell when she sings. Was her song which brought me back from hell. Isabella.
Isabella, the Radials, live on the State of Things from their latest EP, Five More Miles. They're going to be at the Broad Street Cafe in Durham tomorrow, here on the State of Things today. Todd, you wrote that song. Is there a story behind
yes.
that?
A little bit, yeah. A friend of mine in Greensboro, a fellow musician, had a daughter, and her name was Isabella. And I'm kind of a... I guess just softy when it comes to kids. I have three of my own. So one night I was sitting playing guitar and I was just thinking about him and the baby and things like that. And it kind of popped in my mind. I worked with a company for a long time, and I worked with a fellow. He was, you know, he was almost kind of a mentor to me. And he used to walk around and he'd always say, Isabella, Bell, Elizabeth, doesn't ring. He was real kind of a hip cat kind of, you know, always stuck with me. And one night I was sitting there playing the guitar and that hit me. And I said, that's it. And so
you put the whole song together, or does the band come together to fill it out for you?
Generally, Sean and I do most of the writing, and what we do is, you know, I'll have a song or he'll have a song and we bring it to the band, and you know, we'll have the, you know, the chorus and the verse and the lyric, you know, and the bridge, yeah. if we have one worked out, and then it just basically, it's like bringing in, you know, the design and saying, okay, lay everything on it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's essentially what we do. I mean, it's just what ends up coming out from the, you know, when I bring it to the band, and what ends up coming out is, you know, 100 times better than what I could have conceived. So,
and it all falls under the category these days, Sean, of Americana. Would you still call it that?
Yes, I would, Frank. I think that's true. We are probably a little bit different, at least the way we think about it, in that we don't have a specific type of Americana we're trying to play. Todd was talking about how we approach songwriting. Each of us sort of brings our own songs, and then we may have an idea for how we think it should go, and then by the time it comes out of the mixer, it's completely different.
Now,
but it still sounds like it.
Is there a way that it could come out and say, look, that's a great song, but it's not us. We really, let's not put that on the record.
We do have a few like that. I think that's probably true for most musicians. We definitely have some that we might play for our own enjoyment when we're rehearsing or goofing around, but they're not really what we can see for this lineup as it is right now.
Will you play something that sounds like you right now?
Sure. We'll do one.
Okay.
Roses?
Yeah.
I've got a roses in my hands tonight, thinking how we might find a way to make it one more day. So meet me on the porch tonight, underneath the broken light, and I know we can make it one more day. I've got a roses in my hands tonight, thinking how we might find a way to make it one more day. So meet me on the porch tonight, underneath the broken light, and I know we can make it one more day.
The Radials live on the State of Things, Roses in My Hand. They're going to be playing at the Broad Street Cafe tomorrow night in Durham. They'll be on at 8 o'clock. I know the doors open at 5, so you can get in early and get yourself something to eat. Tell me about this, Sean, and let me ask all of you, if you are going to try to make this a full-time thing, you're going to be happy
question.
Making money, making music, and doing something else?
The short answer is yes, of course. The reality for at least me and maybe a few others is that we have families and we have obligations like mortgage payments and things like that, and careers that we enjoy. So for me, I enjoy the creative outlet. I enjoy playing with these folks. They're a great bunch of musicians. It's been a real pleasure. Other folks may have a different opinion. Aubrey, I think, should talk about her plans because she probably of all of us has the most ambition in terms of a profession.
I do have plans to become a singer and a songwriter full time, and I just have to say that being in the Radials, and I've only been in the band for a year, but they've just really opened up a lot of opportunities for me as far as performances go, and even if, as Sean mentioned, even if we eventually part ways or something like that, and this is definitely an experience that is going to be remembered, and I hope to be able to stick with these guys for a good while longer.
You're in good company, and just, you know, we can say we remember when. When you come back to the State of Things. I want to say goodbye. I'm going to let you play us out. But first, I want to thank all of you, Radials, for being on the program. Aubrey Shamel is on the guitar and vocals. Todd Virts on bass guitar and vocals. Sean Patch on the guitar. Going to be at the Broad Street Cafe in Durham. They start at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 5. For more information about them, go to radials.com, RADIALS. That's the State of Things. But before I go, I have to say goodbye yet again to another intern, Galvin Wells. Galvin Wells has been here for just a very short time, very successful stint here at the State of Things. We're going to miss him. Galvin is a Hillsborough native, recent graduate of North Carolina Central, produced today's segment on the upcoming Beaver Queen pageant. He's helped us out with much, much more. He's great. Here's the problem. We're going to lose him to an internship where, once again, we're losing an intern to money. So apparently we're not – our no payment at all.
It's not working.
Seems to be not enough, and we're going to have to work that out. I want to thank you for being here, and thank you for listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Once again, the Radials.
Sunshine. 1, 2, 3, 4.
the first.